Mel Sesh, one of Canada's newest IFBB pros, joins us today. After competing in just one regional show, she quit her day job and went full-time as a personal trainer. She is a nationally accredited strength and conditioning coach. She is one badass girl from Vancouver Island, and I can't wait to dive in as she will be able to help you guys get started in your own personal training business and give you motivation on how to keep kicking ass.
Welcome to the Physique Business Podcast, making money in the fitness industry. You spent hours in the gym, sweating buckets, crushing PRs, and lifting a ton of weight. Now it's time to turn that passion into a highly profitable business. Here's stories and tips of proven methods for starting and scaling your business in the fitness industry. And now your host, Corey Sweargaz.
Mel, what's good? We're live. Thank you very much for joining me. Super excited to have you. What a whirlwind last couple of years you've been on. Starting at the Vancouver Island Showdown stage all the way to earning your IFBB Pro card. Let's do a quick little recap for people that don't know you. Where you came from, the trials and tribulations that you overcame, and how it felt taking that IFBB Pro card.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been training in the gym for about 8 years. All those years, I never really had any intention to step on stage. I did it for my health. I have rheumatoid arthritis, and that's what really was my focus on getting strong and healthy for. 2019 came around, and I was working a full-time job, managing over 150 apartments. It was a lot. I have a three-year-old son. I was also running my personal training business as a side job at the time. I had a lot on my plate. I definitely dreamed of working for myself only one day. But the leap of just like taking on a full-time job on my own, self-employed, was really nerve-wracking. I had this moment one day though, when I was looking around the gym, I heard some girls in the change room talking about doing the Van Al Showdown. And I felt suddenly really compelled to go for it. I'm competitive in nature, but doing the show could potentially be good exposure for my personal training business. So I quickly prepped, quietly prepped, and didn't tell anyone I was doing the show really until I showed up for that posing seminar that Lee branded. I didn't know how to do any kind of posing in my life. I had never tried to ever. I wasn't convinced that I was even going to do the show until I did that posing seminar that you guys ran. Lee was really helpful. And I walked out of that posing seminar being like, okay, I think I can do it. I texted Andrew Kirsten and I was like, hey, I'm doing the show. Don't tell anyone yet though, because I'm not ready to announce it. So I kept quietly kind of prepping. I told a few people. I really started to speed up and get really into it. 8 weeks later, here I am walking on stage for the first time, absolutely terrified, but I did it. I won. Crazy feeling. And after that, everything kind of rapidly changed. It was my 30th birthday. I decided to go on vacation. It was either do Van Pro or go on vacation for my birthday. And I was like, I think I'm going to just do the vacation. I'll see what happens when I get back.
Nice.
Went to Vegas, came back, and then, dove right into started. Another prep for a pro show. Yeah.
Yeah, which is cool. And so, obviously, you went to Central America, Costa Rica, I believe.
Yeah.
And you earned your IFBB Pro card there. Really cool that, you were uncertain about doing the show, say, January, February of that year. Is it correct you were running your personal training business still at that time, or was that pre-training business?
Yeah, I was running my personal training business, but it was like a side job. I wanted to be a full-time personal trainer, but to make the leap to work just for myself was terrifying. I had a family that I needed to support, and people would tell me, they'd be like, you need to just be personal training. Like, you're working so much, you just need to do the training. But I was nervous. I didn't want to fail and then have like lost my steady paycheck when I was working my 9-to-5 Monday to Friday job,
Yeah.
So but success of doing well really pushed me.
Cool. So the success that you had at the Vancouver Island Showdown, is that what you're referring to? Like, did that help? How did that experience help expedite your process into going to personal training full time?
So there's a couple factors with that. So I did the show and I did well in it, which gained quite a bit of attention. So a lot of people were like, this girl has never stepped on stage before and she took the overall. So that really helped get a lot of exposure, I would say, with social media, which really ramped up a lot of people contacting me, asking for help, asking for advice, asking for training. And between that, and then one day I was going over to get one of my suit made for the show, and I was with a couple girls, and they were all literally telling me, you need to be a full-time trainer. Like, why aren't you doing that? You're so good at what you do. Like, you need to just make the leap. It was just literally me stopping myself. I was my own personal barrier to it. And I was like, okay, I need to just do it. So after the show, I went away one weekend and I had all my clients were texting me and asking me questions. And I had all my tenants for my building that I was managing were emailing me needing help. And I was like, okay, I can't do both. This one job with management is not serving me. It's not making me happy. It's the paycheck that I'm getting. Whereas working with my clients and helping them change their life was what I was driven to do. And so I quit my job and I was like, I'm just doing it. I'm going to go for it. Whatever happens, happens. And it was a really good leap.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. You know, as a show promoter, you know, I absolutely love this story because literally you did one show, a regional level show. And then as you are prepping for your pro qualifier, and just so everybody understands, this is one regional level show. Mel decides to quit her full-time job and be a full-time personal trainer. Was that scary? You know, obviously it's worked out for you, but what emotions were you going through before you even stepped on stage as a pro qualifier? You had nothing given to you. You never went to a pro qualifier. Yeah. You didn't know if you're going to win or you weren't going to win. So what was that like? What was the feelings?
I had never been to a show before, let alone be in one. I had never competed in a show and I had never even watched one. I saw photos. I watched videos a lot in my prep. I was like trying to figure out what my posing was and what actually was going on because I had no idea. Even when I was backstage and they called my name, I didn't even walk out on time. Like it was a very new experience for me. So it was a big leap. I quit after quitting my job. I was very nervous. I put some money aside. So I had savings. So I had something to fall back on if I needed to. But I just, like, you know, I was hammering my social media. Like I was like posting times. I was handing, I printed so many business cards and I was handing them out to people. I was being present in the gym as much as I could. Like, it's just about getting your name out there as much as you could. I was very motivated having a son, like my child that I needed to support. And yeah, it was a scary move, but it was well worth it.
Awesome. And then obviously, like I said, going to Costa Rica, winning that IFBB Pro card, what did that change for you in terms of your ability to have opportunities, how it gave you credibility within the industry? Yeah. Did anything change at all?
Yeah, I mean, well, the street credit, yeah, it's cool. I've got a pro card. I have it written on my name. That's neat. But no, it definitely helped with my business. The social media exposure increase has helped gain attention. I've been asked to model with photographers this year that I've always wanted to work with that I'm very excited to do. I've received sponsorships, Ruthless Sports, Fuel, Victoria, West Shore, Fuel Belmont. They've all been extremely helpful with supporting what I need for my shows. I've also received a very large private financial sponsorship to cover my costs this year to compete, to do my pro debut, which I like no words. I'm so thankful for. It's a huge, huge deal. I have been collaborating with a lot of local businesses. I've seen my face on advertisements, which is still strange to me, but I'm like, yeah. So yeah, it's opened up a lot of windows. It's helped a lot with my exposure for my business. It was definitely like doing these shows were definitely half me being competitive and an athlete and the other half making the move because I knew that it would be good exposure for my business and it definitely worked.
Awesome. You know, you're one of the strongest personalities that I know both in person as well as on social media. You know, you definitely have a lot of supporters and you definitely have some haters as well. You know, yeah. Giving you, you know, a lot of credibility I think comes from how natural and how pure that you are in front of the camera and the stuff that you share and that you're very unapologetic in the way that you do it. Were you always this bold or is this something that has just changed in recent years with, you know, some of the accolades that you've had along the way?
Oh, I would say this is me. I try to be as authentic as I can be, as genuine as I can be. I am absolutely not perfect by no means. But it's always been important for me to always be honest with myself. Like in business, yes, but especially in life, I've never been afraid to hide who I am. And I think that many appreciate that. Like you said, I do have some haters and some people that don't like it, but that's fine. It's always been important to me to share not only my life in the gym, but my life out of the gym because they all tie in together. I would never be where I am now if I wasn't diagnosed with my rheumatoid arthritis. I would never be where I am now if I wasn't bullied and pushed to be a stronger person. I wouldn't be here if I was still in the closet. Like I wouldn't be where I am now if I hadn't gone through big heartbreaks. I went topless to Vancouver Pride only to go viral within 48 hours online. And that was huge. I have nothing to hide. This is me. I'm Mel. I started training to lose weight and now I'm helping others change their lives just as much as I completely changed my own. This is what I was meant to do. And I'll share as much as I can always to everybody.
No, that's awesome. And I think that's actually super cool how you talk about the Vancouver Pride and going viral and, you know, something that you probably never envisioned would even happen. But all of a sudden, you...
Oh, God, no, no.
Which is
you
still,
go to something just thinking yeah. like, yeah, I'm just going to go be, I don't know why, like that didn't ever make me nervous. Just mm-hmm. being like out and proud of myself, but walking on stage is terrifying to me. But like, yeah, that was big and crazy, but it all ties in together and all helps the process of becoming who you are. Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. if you could give advice to an athlete, an amateur athlete that wants to start a personal training business, what would you tell them?
Mm-hmm. So being an athlete alone doesn't make you a personal trainer. There are far too many athletes out there that do a prep for a show and hardly even place, or maybe they do place really well or win it. And suddenly they're a coach taking on new clients the same year. Like, that's great, but you need to gain experience in the gym, like practice on yourself. I mean, this goes without saying, but like get certified, be insured, learn as much as you possibly can. Don't stop learning and go slow with growing your business. Word of mouth travels fast in this day and age and you want good reviews passed around, not bad. You need to always be helping somebody, not causing any harm. So one bad review can really be bad in this type of business. You need to make yourself stand out. You need to be different, authentic, but most importantly, like, you know, be genuine. Clients want a trainer that they can trust and a trainer that they can relate to. So you need to show them who you are and show them what you're worth. You know, if you want long-term clients, expect to become their friend. That's at least what I do. Helping someone change their entire life isn't just about following a meal plan, an exercise plan. For most people seeking help from a personal trainer, they have a lot of weight to lose. They have a lot of habits that need to be broken. You need to be there for them. You need to lift them up when they're feeling weak. You need to talk them through emotional eating habits or praise them when they've made really positive choices or when they've hit new PRs or reached a small goal. You need to be there for them. That's what's going to help you gain a long-term client, because that person is going to want to stay with you. If you don't spend the time with your clients, then I just find that more attention keeps them around, you know? I invest as much of my time into them as they're going to invest their money and time into me. So that is really important. And just always know your worth, you know, don't undersell yourself. Don't be afraid to say no to clients not willing to pay your prices. I spent a lot of time saying yes and giving discounts or giving free work, and I will not do that anymore. I find that having the right prices will bring the right kind of clients, and those are the people I want to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. It always baffles me when personal trainers put on sales. And the reason why I have an issue with it is because if you truly believe that your value and your worth is X, why would you discount it for a short-term gain? It really shouldn't something. It really shouldn't be something that you're doing, because if your prices are justified, you don't need to discount to get that short-term gain. If you're truly in it for the long run, I mean, a lot of times, I'm sure it's even the same with. And maybe letting the cat out of the bag, but I know you're training with Darren Mailing from Freak Fitness now.
I am.
I'm not sure if that's public knowledge or not, but we might be breaking the news. Okay. I actually had a call with Darren not too long ago. We had a good chat about you. So he has nothing glowing things to say about you. You know what? But if you're getting results with your personal trainer and, you know, you're building that connection, that relationship, I think a lot of it too is, you know, yes, there's a physical aspect of it. With the diet and training, but there's the emotional aspect that comes along with it as well, both the mental and breaking through your barriers, you know, and really putting your faith and your trust in somebody to allow, you know, to put your faith and your trust in them, to allow them to take you places that you don't think you can take yourself.
And so
there's a, you know, like I always say, like, you know, from the, you know, the terrain, I've had one trainer my entire life. And honestly, I've been with them for now 10 plus years, and we don't even talk price, and it doesn't even like, it's funny. Like, you know, he just says, send me what you think I'm worth. And at the end of the day, like, I know what the worth is. He never asked for a dollar, and it's just building that relationship over time. And I think really good trainers can justify whatever price they want or whatever price that their, you know, customer is willing to pay them, because it's truly more than just the physical changes, but it's the entire life change, the happiness that they have, the self-confidence, the esteem. And then obviously, you know, the vanity side or the physical appearance is always good for people's, you know, motivation and confidence as well.
Totally. Yeah. It's a really big picture, and you need to be willing to support all of those aspects.
So what is in store for you in the future?
Personally, I'm like you said, I'm working with Darren. We're getting ready to make my pro debut this year, as long as, you know, COVID allows it, and as long as we're ready.
You can say it. COVID can fuck off right now.
Yeah, it can. I'm pretty tired of it. Luckily, I mean, my business is mostly online, so I haven't felt very affected from a business standpoint with COVID, but from an athletic standpoint and going into prep, like, that, it can definitely affect me. I really hope that allows me, it chills out and allows me to get on stage, at least in Canada. I know I could in the States, but my big plan is, you know, to hit the Canadian pro stage for my debut. That's what I want to do. That's what Darren and I are working towards. So
awesome.
I'm looking forward to, you know, doing my prep in that new gym that's opening up here in Victoria.
Yeah, there is a new gym opening in Victoria. Do you want to talk about that gym? We actually haven't spoke about it on the show.
I would love to talk about that gym with you. I'm very anxious for it to get going. I've heard about some really great equipment that I'm ready to work on for my pro prep.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? This concept has been 5 years in the making.
Yeah.
You know, Andrew and I have talked about it for a number of years, and it wasn't until I'd say December 2019 that we actually got serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And literally for the last year, we have been scouring across Canada and handpicking the best equipment that we could find from each individual manufacturer.
I've heard all about it with Andrew.
Yeah.
So send me pictures.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're really excited about it. We want to make a true destination in Victoria, where people come to town and it's, you know, the spot to train at. We want to make it a, you know, a real home base or an extension of your home. Well, I mean, a lot of people, especially during contest prep, spend a ton of time in the gym, and we want to have a space that's welcoming and it feels like you're at home, you know, with a group of like-minded people that are there to seriously work out, to seriously lift, that are there to help support each other, you know, reach their goals. And it's going to be really, really unique and special. We've got a really cool concept where we are going to be integrating both art and body and culture together. And so I'm really excited for everything that's going to come with that. It's actually one of the most scary things I've ever done in my life, because I've never made as big of a financial investment into any business in the past as I have with this gym. And so, I mean, we put in hundreds of hours already, and we're still a little bit away. We're obviously hoping to open up here in the spring. And when that does, of course, I'm going to let everybody know along the way. And you know what? It's one thing, like, I was never in the gym business. I came from the supplement side of the business, but I've seen a lot of gym businesses along the way. And you know what? When we started, both Andrew and I did not have any gym experience. You know, we've gone through things, we've made mistakes, we've done a lot of things really, really well. We've tried to limit the mistakes that we did. But it's just one of those things. Just as you went for a show, that's what we're doing. We're going for it. We're doing it. We're going to open it. We're, you know, there's going to be learning on the fly all the way. And, you know, we'll be so much further ahead. And like when we actually signed the lease for this place, it was, I want to say April, 2020, a month after the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And we were like, we're in lockdown. Like, what are we going to do? Let's open a gym when nobody can go to the gym. And so it was, you know, it was about being bold, but I really believe, and I really believe that, you know, during these times, these tribulations, there's going to be winners and there's losers, and the people that sit on the sidelines, ultimately will be left behind. And the people that double down, go forward, they're gonna be so much further ahead. And so what we're hoping to do.
You got to push. You got to push when times are hard. You have to push and do things that scare you, because that just creates so much bigger things. So it's exciting. I'm very excited for you guys to be opening that gym.
Awesome.
I cannot wait to get in it.
Awesome. No, I appreciate that. I really do. I really do. Yeah. But much love. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us here today.
Where can
people connect with you? Where can they follow you? And if they want to get in touch for some of your personal training services and stuff, what's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, my Instagram is at MelsechFitIFBBPro. My website is www.melsechfit.com. You can email me at mel@melsechfit.com.
So,
yeah.
MelsechFit. There we go. Awesome, Mel. Pleasure as always. Look forward to catching up with
you
soon and seeing you make your pro debut.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, take care. See ya. All right, the episode is over. I hope you got a tremendous amount of value from it. If you could do me a favor and subscribe up on Apple Podcast as well as Spotify, be greatly appreciated. If you did like the episode, can leave us a review on Apple Podcast. This is a Influential Sports production. It is a original production, and we have new episodes coming weekly.